Well, I'm very disappointed that Senate Republicans continue to block any type of loan guarantees for the big three automakers. This effect, if we lose the big three automakers in this country, the effect to our economy is somewhere between $100 to $150 billion. That's what's going to cost the federal government. So when they're seeking a loan for $25 billion to help them restructure a loan which is paid back with interest, Congress should step up to the plate. I mean, it's not just the auto manufacturers, it's the dealers. It's in my district, it's the iron ore that comes out of the ground to make the steel to produce the cars. It's the tourism that these middle-class workers have money to come to northern Michigan and or buy a snowmobile and come up and enjoy the great winters and recreational opportunities we have. This is the demise of the middle class if we don't do something. I mean, I don't think you can take 3 million jobs out of our economy and replace them with what? The cost to the federal government would be greater. So as we've done in the past, why not loan them the money to pay it back? You know, Congress, as soon as Wall Street snapped their fingers on these shady transactions they do on Wall Street where people are making hundreds of millions of dollars a year, we think nothing of it and bail them out. But the doggone middle class who work hard every day, play by the rules, and try to meet their financial obligations, the middle class workers, when they need a little help, suddenly the president has all kinds of excuses and the Senate Republicans won't help us out. For love of me, I get frustrated at times, and this is one of these frustrating times. Let's have loan guarantees for the big three. Let's keep our manufacturing base, and above all else, let's preserve the middle class in this country. Just think of the loss in pensions alone. If the big three fold, all the retirees who are going to lose their pensions and are looking to the federal government to back up those pensions, and won't back them up 100%, we'll back up about 30% of the actual value of it. We just can't afford to wipe out the middle class in this country while we're bailing out Wall Street with no strings attached. Let's help out our manufacturing base. Let's help out the big three. Let's help out the steel industry. Let's help out tourism. Let's help out the people who work hard every day, play by the rules, and pay their financial obligations on time.